did you have to amputate one of your legs, or was it a conscious choice?
It was definitely a decision. I mean, we had, after I was paralyzed and I was up and I kind of did my thing, graduated from high school, graduated from college, went visited a few baseball stadiums. But as I was getting into my mid-20s, I'm like, this is time to become independent in life. Yeah. Like, I need to do my own thing. And so I went back to my doctor, who's out here at the time at Cedars, and was like, what's a permanent fix? We need something that's not going to, in 3 months, have to be worked on again. And so we went into this discussion. He's like, well, you know, I could go in there and put this long rod in there and put, like, screws here, and then we could and I literally just stopped him in his words. I cut him off and was like, no, like, let's just take it off. And he's like, honestly, that was my first thought, but I'm not gonna be the one to tell you to do that. And I was like, good, we're on the same page, we know what we're gonna do, let's get this going. And for me, I had honestly thought about it for 2 years prior to having that doctor appointment, and every time I would bring it up, my parents would be like, no, that's like, that's, you won't do that. Like, that's not going to be good for you. That's not worth it. Yeah. And it came to that point where I was like, every night I'm like, I really think that, because I had been wearing these huge braces for 4 or 6 years, like, it, I virtually was, didn't have use of my feet. And so I'm like, it's not going to be too much different. I know my personality. I know my determination. I know how I work. Like, I really don't think it's going to be as bad as it is for other people to get used to it. And I saw the technology. This was right after the Boston Marathon bombing. I saw how a lot of those people were getting back up as quick and how far prosthesis have come. And I'm like, these are all, like, positive things. And I go, I really know. And so we had definitely had some heated conversations, a lot of arguing about, you know, when it was getting close and the final decision. But same thing that my dad kept telling me is, like, you have to know once you do this, like, there's no going back. There's no, like, oh, we messed up, like, let's go back and fix it. Like, this is a decision that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. And I'm like, I know that. And I think it's going to be the best for me. And so,
how old were you at this point?
I think I was like 24.
24, so like 6 years.
Maybe 25. I think I was 25. So we did it on December 1st. And my doctor at the time, that was right when I was kind of getting into snowboarding a little more, and he's like, you're definitely gonna miss, you know, the rest of this season. It's December. You're gonna miss this season, next season, and then you might have a chance of getting back. So I'm thinking, like, this is 3 years before I'm back on my board, and that's not gonna sit with me, like, like I said. And so he did it on December 1st, and by February of that, like, 2.5 months later, if not less, I was, like, up on the mountain. And so, like, that was so satisfying for me, because I'm like, did what it did. Like, I used to wake up every day saying, like, how am I going to get through this day? Is it going to be pain medicines? Is it going to be laying in bed? You know, how am I getting through this? Now, I mean, I wake up and be like, how, like, what am I going to do with this day? How am I going to take advantage of this day? And that's been my mentality ever since.